This is a Fox News alert. A suspected mass killer still on the run in Maine. I'm Dave Anthony, and this morning after a massacre in Lewiston at a bowling alley and a bar and grill.
I've heard people that have family members in there. There was a girl down there with five people, all got shot up. And they're, like, frantic.
Now, it's not clear how many people were killed. Numbers range from 15 to 22, with dozens more injured. People are told to stay indoors. The suspected shooter is Robert Card, a military reservist and firearms instructor who had mental health issues. His car has been found in
the very wooded area just outside of that Lisbon community. A very challenging terrain for investigators as they continue searching today. The shelter-in-place advisory, school closings have expanded into the community of Bowdoin. This is relevant because that is Card's residence.
Fox's Molly Line in Lewiston. Israel's up the number of hostages Hamas is holding in Gaza. 224 Israeli forces crossed the border briefly overnight.
The militants inside Gaza are still firing in these communities here along the Gaza border. And so the Israelis are concerned when they do launch a larger ground offensive into Gaza that they'll be ambushed. They'll be hit right away.
Right.
And so they're clearing that path, working to destroy any of the cells along the border.
Fox's Trey Yingston. Southern Israel. Palestinians report more than 7,000 people have been killed in those Israeli strikes. The day after Republicans finally elected a House Speaker, Mike Johnson. Fox's Jill Nato reports a Democrat's turned himself in to face a misdemeanor charge.
Congressman Jamal Bowman of New York says he had a lapse in judgment last month, that he was rushing to get to a vote when he tripped a fire alarm. It happened as House lawmakers were struggling to avoid a government shutdown. He could have been facing up to 6 months in jail, but Bowman now says he'll pay a $1,000 fine and
in 3 months, as long as I stay out of trouble, the case will be dismissed.
America's listening to Fox News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
For a second day, former President Trump stared down his ex-lawyer turned enemy, Michael Cohen, who testified again in the state of New York's civil trial against the Trump Organization. The judge in that case has already ruled the company committed fraud. The former president denies that and calls the case rigged and a witch hunt, saying this about Cohen outside the court.
We are doing very well. The facts are speaking very loud. He's a totally discredited witness. And you haven't seen anything yet.
Well, the former president's been fined again for saying too much, violating a gag order.
Judge Arthur Engoron imposed a $10,000 fine on the former president for a similar violation to one discovered last week. The defendant is barred from disparaging court staff. That includes the judge. Outside court on a break, former President Trump referred to Judge Engoron as very partisan and referred to his clerk as perhaps more partisan. Last week, former President Trump's post critical of a law clerk brought a $5,000 fine. Judge Engoron called the defendant to the stand to question him about the statement before imposing that new fine. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Auto workers may no longer picket Ford plants. The unions worked out a tentative new contract with Ford. UAW leader Sean Fain tells members,
if the council votes to approve the agreement, then that evening we will be hosting a special Facebook Live with all of you to go through the deal in detail.
Now, the deal, tentatively, would include a 25% general wage increase for auto workers at Ford and then inflation-adjusted increases. But the strike continues against GM and Stellantis a 42nd day. On Wall Street, stock futures are falling before the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Governor Pritzker proposing a plan to create a new state agency to house all early childhood programs and funding. The new unified agency designed to provide a more equitable, integrated, and holistic system of services for young children and families in the state of Illinois. Illinois Democrats looking to extend a controversial private school tax credit. House Democrats introduced a bill that would extend the Invest in Kids program by another 5 years. The program offers a 75% income tax credit to individuals and businesses that contribute to qualified scholarship-granting organizations. Illinois Attorney General, part of a coalition of more than 30 states, that's suing the company that owns and operates Facebook and Instagram. Lawsuit accuses Meta of harmful business practices targeting children. Coalition says Meta designed its social media platforms to include features that exploit young users' psychological vulnerabilities, all to keep them using them longer. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Hey, good morning. It is October 26th is my guess. Is that right?
I'm thinking so.
Okay, so yeah, do you have any idea the date?
Yes, this? It's the 26th.
Okay, because we have no
calendar.
Like,
it's more like August 26th.
Well, I know.
Like August 26th
I was thinking, you know, I could be, I know people like the change of season. I could do okay with this. This is really nice. It's not hard.
Right.
It's our meteorologist, Greg Sawyer. There's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. The weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you they're always looking for new members of the team. They are hiring. You can learn more at carl.org.
Okay, Greg Sawyer, the foot is dropping sometime, I think, Friday night, late Saturday or early Saturday.
Yeah, that's almost what we say in the old agricultural livestock side. The other boudin or hoof's going to drop around here. And let's say if we were to take a look at 62-degree readings at Willard and Savoy right now and take a look at lows here both Tuesday, Wednesday morning of next week. About 40 degrees colder, I think, would be a good average estimate. So, yeah, changes are coming. And if you want current snow totals up towards Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Minot, 5 to 9 inches of the white stuff on the ground. And they're currently ranging into the upper teens and 20s. It'll be close to zero up in the upper Midwest, northern plains over that snow cover over the course of the weekend. Not that cold here, certainly a late November feel. But next week, gradual slow moderation. The following week, even better, and a drier trend as well. So hang in there with some field work delays here over the next probably 10 days to 2 weeks. The rain on the radar, but it's over the northwestern into the state. Showers back through Missouri. Late in the morning, there may be a stray shower around. Better chance this afternoon. 76 the high. Normal high this time of the year, it's about 61. Gusty south wind, 65 on the overnight low tonight. Occasional showers early and late. Tomorrow, windy, still warm. Highs of 75, maybe close to 80 south of Champaign County. A couple of showers and thunderstorms around in the morning. Better likelihood tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Temperatures crash to 45, maybe up to 56, and some shower activity breaks out late Saturday. More rain Saturday night into Sunday. We're stuck in the 40s on Sunday. Highs only in the 40s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Maybe a shower Monday afternoon. A snowflake, then a sprinkle Tuesday at 43, and we'll begin to pull out of it with readings by late next week between 55 and 60. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sawyer.
We've watched some of the staff here, the doctors, the surgeons, the nurses coming out, sometimes being escorted by the law enforcement that has surrounded this building with their long guns, helping those folks get to their cars this evening. We've seen the occasional embrace before they head off for wherever they're headed for the rest of what has certainly been a very, very rough evening at this trauma center in Lewiston, dealing with the aftermath of all of this. Everything began to unfold at 6:56. Lewiston police responding to the two shooting incidents, one at a bowling alley and one at a bar.
Across the state of Maine, police are still searching for Robert Card, named as a person of interest in Wednesday night's mass shootings in the town of Lewiston. State Public Safety Commissioner Mike Sawchuk says he's armed and he's dangerous.
We have literally hundreds of police officers working around the state of Maine to investigate this case, to locate Mr. Card.
Police also say Card had recently undergone mental health treatment and is a firearms instructor. Pictures from security cameras show a gunman carrying an AR-style rifle. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Commander, our friend Joe Cardinale. Joe, I don't know. I mean, it's a frequent event in America. What to do about it is the other issue, but what do you take from last night, what you've heard this morning, Joe?
This is an extremely dangerous individual. All right, he is well versed in the use of that weapon. Mind-boggling thing is how he still was able to have that weapon. That's a topic for another day. But you know, think about what's going on right now. There's a massive manhunt once again for somebody who, you know, the gun is in the wrong hands. And that's basically what it boils down to.
Okay, so he had some 2 weeks in a mental institution, threatened to shoot up his own Army Reserve unit, I guess. He instructs people on the use of guns. He's obviously not concerned about being identified mentally ill. You say that I'm surprised he still has a gun. I mean, you even if people come take your guns, don't you hide guns?
I mean, you could, but the thing is, you know, if you can account for at least the ones that they know about, that's one thing. But to even put, that would actually put them on the radar a little more with local police, you know, and see what's going on. I mean, you cannot monitor somebody 24/7 to see what they're potentially going to do. All right. But, you know, the people that are closest to this individual would know what he was saying, what he was going to do. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he was a loner. And that's the worst case scenario is that he's a loner and he didn't profess this to anybody. All right. So that's the other side of the coin right now. But either way, we have a very dangerous individual on the run who planned this and planned it well for his escape and everything. He knew where he was going. We don't. The only thing we have, the numbers in our favor as far as people looking for him, he's got the advantage of knowing where he was going, where he's going to, and what he may do next. All right, that's the downside to this.
Well, he's got all kinds of skill. It could be a while. A lot of woods up in Maine, and places to hide, and rivers and boats and waters and everything else. So, yeah, it's just heartbreaking. Is there anything, because I always try and fix things. I don't know what to do with this, Joe. How do you, you got 500 million guns in America. So taking guns away from the good guys doesn't solve this. What is the solution to this horrible epidemic?
I mean, once again, it's who has the guns. Just to say a ban on guns is going to stop it. And that's what the radicals are going to say. And it's the wrong thing to say, I mean, because a lot of people up in Maine are armed right now, and it's a good thing they are, because if you listen to the interviews, they're armed in their homes, securing their homes and saying, I'm armed. And people are saying it on TV, I'm armed, I'm in my house, and I'm prepared, you know, to do what I have to do. It's not only on, it's across many stations I've watched. All right, so it's something that, you know, it's an individual town thing that has to be done. Maine raised their red flag laws already. All right, maybe they have to readdress it. And we always do this in every state across the nation. Every time something happens, they say, well, what can we do? And you have to do something, you know, that's normal. You can't go to the extremes and take it out on everybody else. So
yeah, Lewiston, Maine is not very big. It's about the size of our Urbana, Illinois, about 35, 37,000 people. They got 82 police officers sworn in. That's not very many. And again, they got FBI. They got hundreds of people helping, but Joe, what do the police do? I mean, how long does this go on, and what if you can't find him?
Well, they'll find him. He's going to make himself known one way or the other, or if he's in hiding, they'll still find him eventually, but it's just a question of what they're going to do with him, you know, to find him. And like I said, if he's a loner and they have the, they have somebody they can speak to that can put a rhyme or reason to why he did this, and you can start looking in the direction you need to look. But the fact that he left some, he left the car in a location that would suggest that maybe there was a boat he used to get into the woods or something. You don't know. He knows the area. The local police know the area. We don't. You know, we're speculating on our end of it. But we do know, like you just said, it's the same old with a crazy going out there and, you know, killing and wounding innocent people. And how do you stop it? I mean, you have to, one thing is they do have to address the mental health issues in this country, and they have to tell these doctors that think they're protecting their patients that they do need to put them on the radar a lot sooner than finding out this way.
Well, we've got to have law and order. If we don't have a set of rules we all agree to, that's another issue we're going to talk about today about, you know, bail, no bail, and all these other things. Crime is a huge problem, Joe. I doubt if you miss working in New York City with the way it's been going.
I do miss it. I miss the camaraderie and everything. I don't miss what these cops are going through right now. I'm actually on my way to the studio right now, and I'm on the train heading into the city. And I'll do my little walk and see, you know, what's changed from where the homeless are living from one corner to the next. You know, who's shooting up on the south corner instead of the north corner today. You know, these are the things you look for when you walk through New York City.
Yeah. So, Commander, it's always a pleasure, Joe. We appreciate you. Thanks for being on always.
Take care, my friend. I will speak to you soon.
Thank you. Retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Commander Joe Cardinale is a frequent guest. All right, quarter after ESPN 93.5, we jump to some sports headlines this morning. Diane Ducey has the very latest.
Morning, Stevie. NFL action will have Tampa Bay at Buffalo tonight, and Dusty Baker's decided to retire.
Yeah, and there's been a little bit of, really, maybe, 70 what? How old is he?
74.
Yeah, pretty old, but, mm-hmm. you know, I guess it was, came into Houston when they were a tattered mess, gave his credibility to the mm-hmm. Astros mm-hmm. to try and get the booing to slow down.
Right.
Won a World Series with him, got to the championship ALCS this year, mm-hmm. would somebody say, hey, yo, Dusty, you can have your own general manager. You can kind of pick your guys because he didn't have his guys down in Houston.
Okay.
So would Dusty possibly come back with the right scenario? Is he risking something? He's 74. He's had a heck of a career.
2,183 yeah. wins.
Obviously, just give him a pack of toothpicks. Tell him he can pick his people.
That's right.
Maybe he'll come back.
A friend of Hank Aaron. Been in baseball since 1967, known for his work with the San Francisco Giants, the Cubs, the Reds, and the Nationals.
I remember Dusty very well in the 70s. Good player. Mm-hmm. He was a good hitter, good player. And, yeah, I remember him with the Giants most vividly. But, no, he's been a very successful player and manager. So
absolutely. Oklahoma City over the Chicago Bulls, 124-104. Io with 8 points, an assist, and a steal as we get out of the gate and start the season. We'll have the 76ers at Milwaukee to face the Bucks at 6:30 tonight. Pacers beat Washington 143-120. Also, we're looking at Illinois basketball in action against Kansas at 5 o'clock on Sunday. That Maui Strong game. I believe it's $40 for the tickets. They've got that.
40 up high.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
okay.
Lower bowl is like 175.
I see.
Fundraiser.
Yes, that's yeah. right. And of course, we're looking forward to hockey, St. Louis Blues at Calgary tonight at 8 o'clock. A tight one, a five-set thriller as Illinois beat Indiana in Huff Hall in volleyball yesterday. 11-10 on the season, 6-5 in the Big Ten. Raina Terry with 16 kills in that game. Saturday at Huff Hall, they'll face Purdue, as we say, go Illini.
All right, so we got football coming up on Saturday. Brett Bielema, I'm sorry, a week
nope,
from Saturday.
Yep.
It's a week from Saturday. They're doing all their things that they do for the off weeks to get healthy. The appeal for Johnny turned down. He'll sit out the first half of Minnesota. It was an NCAA appeal. So Brett Bielema was on the phone with him, I think, yesterday, night mm-hmm. before. Anyway, yeah, he's disappointed. Didn't talk a lot about it.
That's right.
What are you going to do? He says, I can see how they called it. I tried to talk about the hands. He said, Johnny wasn't trying to hurt anybody. It's a bang, bang play, all that. So anyway, it's, yeah. So we'll be without Johnny Newton in the first half of Minnesota a week from Saturday.
Okay. And, of course, we're looking forward to Sunday having a New Orleans Saints in Indianapolis to face the Colts. Minnesota's at Green Bay on Sunday at noon, too. And the Sunday night game will be the Bears in L.A.
Oh, boy. Okay. We'll be right back. We'll check the latest. Again, going to change a little bit after tomorrow. So Saturday, you're going to wake up and say, What happened?
Mm. Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van vicinity and this delightfully mild, warm, unusual October weather pattern continues on. And with that significant rainfall heading towards the upcoming weekend and a big, big drop in temperatures as well, we'll keep it largely chilly to cold here for a bunch of next week, but a drier trend than moderation in temperatures thereafter. Windy and warm for Thursday. Considerable cloudiness up to 76 and a couple of late morning and afternoon showers around. South wind will be gusty, breezy, mild tonight. Occasional showers early and late, low down to 65. Windy continued and seasonably warm for the day tomorrow with a couple of showers and thunderstorms morning and more so in the afternoon. Highs between 75 and maybe 80 south of Champaign County in a south wind. Turns much colder with evening showers tomorrow night. A thunderstorm early, low down to 45. And showers are back in for Saturday afternoon. The high just 56. We'll be in the 40s much of Sunday with rain and even a snowflake come Tuesday morning with cold weather into early next week with highs in the 40s. For Stevie J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Did he said snowflake?
No.
He just said snowflake. He said snowflake.
Don't use that four-letter word.
Preservation. Generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank. Building business, growing wealth. since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Southwest Airlines is seeing travel demand returning to normal levels, a sign that revenge travel may be fading. Though the airline says overall travel demand remains stable, Southwest's earnings matched forecasts for the summer quarter, but are down from a year ago. Southwest shares are lower. Ford shares are higher after Ford and the UAW reached a tentative agreement that could bring an end to the six-week strike. Dan Ives at Wedbush Securities says the 25% increase in pay over the 4.5 years of the contract is digestible and doesn't ruin Ford's business model. Ford workers are returning to work immediately as plants go back online while the ratification process is underway. And drug giant Merck is upbeat about this year after its earnings top predictions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Well, if you're trying to sell your home, Nate Evans is consistently evaluating, investing in cutting-edge technology and marketing to sell the best homes for the most money. That's what they do. And I'm here to tell you, there's something you have control over in a strange market, and that's who you pick for your real estate agent. Nate Evans is there for those unexpected times in your life when you need to sell your home or just decide to sell your home.
Yeah, and you don't want to give it away. You don't want to leave any money on the table. It's pretty cool that I was just poking around. If you're ready to sell your home, you want to start by knowing its true value, and knowing the new home value estimator is a free, easy way to get the ball rolling. It's a game changer for sellers, giving them information they need and making smart decisions. Just go to Nate Evans Group and click the Get Home Value button and find out from a friend you can trust who's been in this market for a long time, and just get the ball rolling. Just call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113, or do an online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to Gifford for some of the best steaks you'll have. Kids love it too. I brought my whole family. I'll see you at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com.
If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Find the career you want and the work-life balance you need.
Immediate openings are now available with RPC's Early Childhood Education Program in Champaign County. New competitive wages, Monday through Friday schedule, weekends, and 17 paid holidays, health insurance, pension, sick and vacation time, free training, and tuition. It's the perfect opportunity to ignite your career in the early childhood field. Get hired at a job where you're making an impact. When children love learning, everything else falls into place. Enjoy this meaningful career, giving kids the basic skills and knowledge, logic and reasoning, as well as expressing themselves through creative arts. Learn more about the tremendous opportunities with the Regional Planning Commission's Early Childhood Education Program by visiting ccrpc.org/jobs today.
Stevie J Broadcast.
Okay, so Mike Johnson is the new Speaker of the House. Johnny has jumped in. Brother Johnny's here, and he's from New Orleans, but Mike Johnson's from the northern part of your state.
Northern part, and I don't know Mr. Johnson, but all reports are good, and I'm just amazed they finally decided, well, we better have a speaker.
Yeah, right, right, yep. Right.
And I think he'll be good. He gave a great speech, which I didn't hear all of, but I think we'll see.
Yeah. Well, his name is Mike Johnson. He's your new Speaker of the House. And again, we'll talk to John Decker because, hey, it is Thursday. And we'll talk to Mr. Decker, the White House correspondent for Gray Television.
Well, he usually has some information for us about somebody like Mike Johnson, the inside story. So.
This is how the third in line to the presidency sounds.
We're in the majority right now. We've gone through a little bit of suffering. We've gone through a little bit of character building. And you know what it's produced? More strength, more perseverance, and a lot of hope. And that's what we're about to deliver to the American people. We're going to tell them what we're for, what agenda we are pursuing, and why it is best for every American. Why it will give them more liberty, opportunity, and security. We're going to speak to that clearly. We're going to act consistently, and we're going to exhibit two things here, trust and teamwork. The first bill that I'm going to bring to this floor in just a little while will be in support of our dear friend Israel, and we're overdue in getting that done.
Apparently, he's really smart.
Well, he sounds smart, but he sounds rational. That's true. You know what? I probably wouldn't agree with everything he's going to do, but he just sounds like someone you can talk about
kind of a normal kind of
he's
person.
He's probably not going to scream at you some kind of subject-changing, distractive deal, but he seems relatively normal for some of us Central Illinoisans.
Yeah, and he doesn't have, I guess, there's no preconceived, we don't know who he is. There'll be somebody that comes up with the opposition, something where he kicked a dog or something somewhere.
Well, but not knowing who he is right now is a real good
sign. No, big plus. big plus.
Because he obviously didn't do anything one way or the other to draw attention.
No, he wasn't running to the microphones or running on television. Mm-hmm. Never seen him. Vivek Ramaswamy, they got opposition research on stuff ripping him up and down. It's unbelievable. He might not even go to the next debate.
I don't think there's anybody alive who you couldn't do that to.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, you can always find things. Yep. It doesn't necessarily have to be true.
No, Steve.
I mean, didn't Romney put his dog in the top of his car? I mean, there's always going to be something.
And usually it's dark. There's a little grain of truth, and then you just build. Say anything you want about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, Mike Johnson, we'll learn more about him coming up in moments. John Decker, we also have Did You Know? Nathaniel Sun coming up before the top of the hour. And Smoke with Tim Onstott, the great smoke and barbecue expert, who's
that's
pitmaster guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the tailgate.
Okay.
And happened to walk by because I was looking for him.
Happened
and he
to
had
walk by.
All these ribs, and they fall off the bone.
No, he's got it, man. He knows. Ooh. And he wins a lot of competition.
He just won in Terre Haute a week ago.
There you go.
That's right.
And he's with all the big shots. He won the brisket last year in Arkansas. He's in Pine Bluff. And he'll be checking in with us coming up here in next hour, coming up about an hour from now. All right, more on the mass shooting in Maine coming up. Israel, there might be a ground excursion kind of going on that we're not talking about yet. So lots going on. We'll get more coming up. John Decker next. You've heard about the doggy bag, right? From Bulldog Disposal Muhammad, a 6-cubic-yard canvas bag that can be used for easy cleanup instead of a big dumpster. The one-time use bag is now available, and you can save the delivery charge. Get the doggy bag at Do It Best Hardware in Champaign at 107 West Springfield. So fill up the bag, call Bulldog Disposal, have it disposed of, and you'll be organized. Go to bulldoggybag.com for all the details. That's bulldoggybag.com.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Lewiston, Maine. Police are looking for 40-year-old Robert Card, a firearms instructor in the Army Reserves. He spent 2 weeks committed to a mental health facility this past summer.
The two scenes are a little more than 4 miles apart. Shimenji's Bar and Grill and Spare Time Recreation. Then a little farther south in the town of Lisbon, that is where the white Subaru that investigators had called for people to keep a lookout for, that is where it was found.
Fox's Molly Lyon in Lewiston. This man says he ran down one of the lanes at the bowling alley when the shooting started.
I slid basically into where the pins are and climbed up in the machine and was on top of the machines for about 10 minutes until the cops got there.
Now, people in and around Lewiston and in Bowdoin, Maine, where Card lives, are told to stay inside where they are. Local schools and colleges are closed. This is a Fox News alert.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois awarding nearly $10 million to 40 different applicants across the state to support post-pandemic child and adolescent health. The grants range from $83,000 to just over $400,000. 60% of the grants going to schools, 20% to hospital or clinic-based programs, and 17.5% to local health departments. Champaign School District officials want another shot at American Rescue Plan Act money from the city. Early in the month, some parents and students upset when they found out they hadn't yet used the money they got last year. The Champaign Unit 4 School District got over $500,000 last year to help fix the root causes of gun violence in the city. Champaign County environmental stewards coming together to build a household hazardous waste collection facility in Urbana. Organizers say the need for the $170,000 space located on 901 Saline Court needed year-round. Adding it will improve the health and safety of the community. The program will decrease risk of groundwater and surface water contamination. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Stevie J Broadcasting is proud to be a part of the Disability Resource Expo coming to Marketplace Mall from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, October 28th. Up to 100 exhibitors will share information and answer questions regarding resources available to enhance the lives of people with disabilities and seek advice in reaching out for answers. The expo is free and open to the public. Visit disabilityresourceexpo.org.
Okay, it is Thursday. I want to talk to Johnson. He's at the White House in press room. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is children singing from Con Pines as the whole harvest is about done now. John Decker, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Stevie. Hope you're having a good week as well.
Yes, sir. Trying to keep up. We got Israel perhaps flirting with their ground excursion. We got in going into Gaza. We've got mass shooting in Maine. You got a new speaker who should be on the front page this morning, and I don't think he will be, but Mike Johnson, what do you know about Lou? And Brother Johnny's here, and Johnny says I am red-faced because I don't know Mike Johnson.
I don't know Mike. He's way up north, practically Yankee up there in Shreveport. So.
Okay.
No, you know more than I at personal level, I bet. So how what do you think?
Well, I'm really interested to see how Mike Johnson takes on the job as House Speaker. You know, Gray Television, the company that I work for, we own a station. We own many stations, but we own a station in Shreveport. And so Mike Johnson has spoken to us on a regular basis, and I'm curious as to whether or not that's going to continue. You know, the last time he spoke to our station, he comes no staff, just shows up. You know, I think that's going to change now that he's the House Speaker. He's going to have a whole, you know, team with him when he goes to do these interviews. But look, he's a pretty conservative guy.
Hello.
He wears that proudly. And, you know, I think that for him, you know, being a Christian conservative means a lot. He's only been in Congress for a relatively short amount of time. You know, he was sworn in January of 2017, and here he is 6 years later, and he's Speaker of the House of Representatives, third in line to the presidency. Pretty remarkable rise in such a short amount of time.
He probably isn't driving himself to the Shreveport TV station right now because I think third in line to the presidency, he's got Secret Service probably.
Maybe.
I
bet you one thing, though.
Absolutely.
From what I've heard about him, John, he'll talk to you because he talked to you before. I think he's that kind of guy.
Yeah,
he's not going to say, now I'm Speaker, I'm not going to go see my friend John. So yeah, I think he'll be happy about that.
So, I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean he can't possibly cross the aisle? You can't talk to each other, right? I mean,
Well, you know, he's going to face a test, Stevie, because, you know, the government could possibly shut down in just a few weeks' time, November the 17th at midnight. So he's got to work in a bipartisan fashion to prevent that from happening. That means, you know, talking to the leader of the Senate, who's Chuck Schumer. So, you know, doesn't have a lot of experience in terms of, you know, reaching across the aisle bipartisanship, but he's got a test right away.
He seems
in that, and he's going to also have a test with that aid package, you know, for Ukraine, Israel, and border security that's working its way through the Senate right now.
He seems like he's a pretty smart guy, so that helps. It mainly just, it's amazing to me they came up with enough votes for anybody with the way they were talking.
Well, and
I agree with you.
Not so sure it was a very good move to acquiesce to one guy can call a vote. That's still in play, right?
Yeah.
That's still in play. That's still in the rules. Yeah, if someone, for whatever reason, doesn't like something that Mike Johnson has done, they can essentially call a vote like Matt Gaetz did just 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a good thing for Congress. It's a good thing for our country. We now have a functioning House of Representatives, 22 days without a House Speaker. That is pretty remarkable in this day and age. And Republicans from every faction in the party in the House voted for Mike Johnson. Unity all around, at least as it stands today, and we'll see how long that stays the case.
I tell you, it was interesting. One of the first questions somebody asked him was, "Did you think the elections were fair? Or there's a problem with our voting?" And he didn't say a word, because I think any word he would have said would have finished him right there.
Right.
Yeah.
There's some they figure out the new extension on the debt and all these other things. We'll see. And then if he makes a deal that Matt Gaetz doesn't like, he's done. So do a 2 week.
Well, not only Matt Gaetz, John, it's five. There's five people
eight, somewhere in there,
from who voted for him. And then we're back to square one.
So. Man. Yep.
That's right. You know, what he's spoken about before in terms of his plan as it relates to that, you know, that ticking time clock, that winding down as it relates to funding the government is. He is very likely to just kick the can down the road until mid-January or mid-April, rather than deal with the big budget issue, how to fund the government at what levels for every department and agency. So I'm thinking that's what's going to happen here when we get to that November 17th at midnight deadline. It's just a continuing resolution that funds the government for another few months, and then they'll have to face that same issue in an election year, which makes it that much more difficult to get that kind of thing done.
I would predict later this morning, it's just horrible to, you know, over and over mass shootings. This is obviously one of the biggest mass shootings, I think, in the country, and certainly in Maine. But last night, went into a bowling, could have been Old Orchard. I mean, that's kind of our small town bowling alley, going to Lane.
Yeah.
There's league night. Everybody's there on league night.
No, right. There's a lot of people.
You scatter them, and then you go to a bar 4 miles away, whatever. They can't find the guy, and he's an Army Reservist, expert in military equipment and things like that. And who knows? So, John, I mean, it's predictable. I think later this morning when, you know, One side's going to say Second Amendment. One's going to say get rid of all the guns. So where, I mean, what do you, how do you report
this? Well, you know, this is one of those things where I think that there could be some sort of agreement. Even with those, you tell me if I'm too pie in the sky in terms of the way that I look at these things. This is a guy that clearly has mental issues, right? You know, and those types of people should not have guns. And I, if I'm not mistaken, I've seen reporting indicating that he indicated to medical professionals that he was having issues. You know, and
hearing,
you know,
hearing voices and threatening to shoot up his own reserve unit and all these other. So I mean, but you can say okay, no guns for you, but you can get a gun, right? I mean, you can hide it.
I think we're going to learn. You know, for those people say we're going to learn this guy got his guns. You know, in a legal fashion.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, buy it off a street corner. You know, and you know the serial number was shaved off. Mm-hmm. We're gonna learn all about this individual and where he got these weapons. That he used to kill people in his own community in very short order. And, you know, if you're buying it legally and you have these issues, you're hearing voices, those people, my gosh, you should not have the ability to go out there and buy something like that that can kill people.
You
like
know,
that.
It's a little ironic that you talk about we got to get rid of all the guns and you hear that we just can't have it. Well, I think we more or less succeeded. I mean, you go into a bowling alley, nobody has a gun, nobody. And the bar, no one has a gun. And so we've gotten rid of all the guns except the people who probably shouldn't have them. And so I don't know as far as carry.
Like you raise a good point. You know, I mean, I don't know what the laws are in the state of Maine.
Right.
But, you know, it makes one think. You know, if you own an establishment, you want to protect yourself, protect your customers. You have to think about those types of things.
You
have to think about, you know, thank God there is a Second Amendment.
You know, I got
to
tell you,
you can protect yourself.
Steve mentioned our bowling alley, and I'd just be surprised if someone could go in there and no one bowling
in a smaller community
there
had one,
or in their back. I don't know. I'd never care. I don't want to carry a gun around.
I don't want to carry a gun
around.
So, but maybe we need, when you're on an airplane, you don't know if there's an air marshal in seat 3D. Maybe we need, you know, air marshals in every town.
Well, it's a whole nother institution.
I know it. But I mean, every time you have a concealed carry responsible citizen, they're told to never bring it in here. Don't bring it in here.
Right.
Some guys casually go reload and shoot people.
Yeah.
And there's nobody shooting back.
Well, it's hard. You know, Abe Lincoln always said, whoever doesn't mind getting killed if they kill me could shoot me. We can't protect against that. And we got people that are, and of course this guy's still on the loose, but most of them get shot. They apparently figure they might and they don't care. I don't know what you can do.
John Decker on the Tapman's Toy and Phone Line, Gray Television's outstanding national correspondent, White House correspondent. Okay, so if they said, John, here's your ticket to Tel Aviv, would you go?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Without a doubt, I would do that. You know, and you know, look, I think it's, you know, important what Israel is doing in terms of going after Hamas. I mean, Hamas has in its charter the destruction of Israel, you know, and so, you know, they're fighting for their survival and trying to destroy this terrorist organization. It's pretty remarkable, don't you think, that Iron Dome system? I mean, what technology.
That's amazing.
And, you know, thankfully that exists.
Yeah, and again, we were talking about, you know, Gaza the size of Delaware, Israel size of New Hampshire. And so we're talking fairly small areas, but still what they're going to do in Gaza is like urban, where who knows what's wired and booby-trapped, and it's just a brutal.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's one of the reasons, Stevie. I think that's one of the reasons, Stevie and Johnny, that, you know, they're taking their time. I mean, they have to get intelligence about what is facing them if they go in, you know, with a full-scale ground invasion into Gaza because of all the things that you just mentioned, booby traps, those tunnels. They can't just go in. I mean, I think that they're like sitting ducks, essentially, you know, if they go right in.
But,
to me, that's the reason why you see this delay for a ground war that Israel will likely launch against Hamas.
I think there's an even bigger problem, John, which is you've got Hamas, but who's Hamas? Every person you kill might create two more dedicated Hamasians for three generations because you're killing brothers, you're killing uncles, you're killing sisters.
Right. Yeah.
And as you, how do you make peace when you've come in? And of course, some of the civilians already are have confirmed what is indoctrinated, which is the Jews are terrible. We need to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. So it's, I don't see a win. I don't see.
It's tough. I don't know. I don't know a clear answer either, you know, Johnny. But, you know, you think about, you know, when you're talking about the survival of your nation.
Yeah, no.
You can understand why you have to do what you have to do.
You can't leave it like it is either. It's just such, it's been the problem. And I'll tell you what, I would hold back giving any more money to Iran. That's just my opinion, for crying out loud. Because it all ends up in Hezbollah and Hamas. Bind over there. And we've known this our whole lives. Has always been something to muse over. And what do you do? And every president's done everything they could to get peace in the Middle East. And the guy got closest to us was Trump.
Abraham Accords, wasn't that a start? So, I mean, that was a
something. Progress, maybe.
Yeah,
progress. No, I agree with you. That was major progress.
Did you see?
And we were heading further in that direction in terms of normalization between Israel and Saudi Arabia. And President Biden speculates. I think there's something to what he says too. That, you know, this is one of the reasons for the attack when it happened, is trying to prevent normalization between Israel and Saudi Arabia.
And the attack when Netanyahu was just reelected. Mm-hmm. Well, they knew all hell was going to break loose with him as prime minister.
So. Hey, did you see Barry Weiss, a formerly New York Times, her piece about Trump? I thought that was pretty interesting yesterday. It was essentially saying, we didn't like the... We liked the message, but we killed the messenger. He said, border was a pretty good idea. She went to a litany of things that said, you know what? We didn't like the guy, the way he would act. But his ideas are great, and we killed him.
You know, I think that's what a lot of Republicans that are competing for the nomination, their message essentially is I'm going to, that's what Mike Pence's message is. I'm going to, you know, do the same thing that we did during the Trump-Pence administration, but without all the headaches, you know, associated with the individual Donald Trump. And that's what, you know, Ron DeSantis is saying. And that's what Nikki Haley is saying. I mean, they're all saying that same message.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And the message, however, is not resonating because we see, you know, a significant percentage of the Republican Party likes the person, likes Donald Trump. And, you know, I think that, you know, as things stand today, here we are late October, Donald Trump, despite all of his legal problems, he's likely going to be the nominee for Republicans in this time next year.
Well, it's interesting to me that, to be honest, not a lot of the English liked Churchill. But boy, when Hitler broke into Belgium and Holland, they're like, Winston, you got to take this.
Yeah, right.
And then once they got through it somehow or other, and thank heaven that the U.S. finally came around, they threw him out within 2 weeks.
It happens. Look, you know, George H.W. Bush, hard to believe, 92% approval rating.
Yes.
Persian Gulf War, and then he loses the next year.
No, that's amazing.
Pretty
remarkable. You're right.
Unbelievable.
So it's politics, I guess.
It is.
Well, John, we've covered the ground, so you would go to Tel Aviv if asked. That's
Sure.
But they, listen, they don't. They,
well,
they,
I was look, hoping. Look, look, if there was more time, you know, in terms of the president's trip that he took to Israel, I would have been on that trip. I wasn't in the rotation to travel aboard Air Force One on that particular trip, but if it was like a week's notice, I would have been absolutely in Israel at that time.
You know, they don't honor that whole press armband anymore. You do know that, right? So they don't really.
Yeah, I do know that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm well aware.
Keep up your fine work. We need journalists. You are a journalist.
Yeah, I agree. Keep it up, John. Great talking to you.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you,
Stevie. Have a great day and a great weekend. Talk real soon.
Take care.
John Decker, live from. I think he's 4 miles from the White House, and sometimes he's at the White House.
But it is a journalist that's chomping at the bits to go to Israel.
For sure.
It's a journalist. They don't really care for your press anymore. All right, Nathaniel's on. Did you know? ESPN 93.5 coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and vicinity. And this delightful spell of late October weather continues on, unseasonably mild and warm for the day today. A couple of late morning and more likely afternoon showers across the area. There'll be dry hours today, 76 for the high, down to 65 with a couple of showers around both early and late. Tomorrow, windy and unseasonably warm with variably cloudy skies as well, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, more so tomorrow afternoon. Before the rains, highs of 75, maybe even 80 just south of Champaign on a gusty south wind. Turns much colder tomorrow night. Some showers and maybe even a thunderstorm early on, low down to 45. Clouds and a couple of showers by afternoon on Saturday with a high temperature up near 56. More rain Saturday night into Sunday. We're stuck in the 40s for highs on Sunday. Monday at 45 with a shower in the afternoon. A snowflake and then a sprinkle Tuesday at 43 for the high. Will be well down into the 20s both Tuesday and Wednesday morning. Highs 45 on about Wednesday, 52 on Thursday. Back close to 60 late next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. Brought to you by Houlihan.
Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar on Thursdays from 6 to 8 have their $7 glass of house wine or red sangria, along with terrific music. Tom Cortez on the piano. It'll be awesome. So make sure you check it out tonight at Houlihan's First and St. Mary.
On Thursdays, we call my son Nathaniel to identify him and make it easy. And a tip to the cap to the Karate Kid. I call him Nathaniel-san. Nathaniel-san in Chicago. Johnny's here.
Hey, good morning, guys. What is How you doing?
I'm good, Nathaniel. Good to hear your voice.
Nathaniel-san.
Yeah, you too, Johnny.
So Nathaniel does a segment called Did You Know? And he finds interesting things that we don't know. And Steve Meckling had said last Friday night when I saw him that he just loves this. Just loves him.
Well, does he want to sponsor it? We could always accept that.
Retired motorcycle police officer Steve can definitely sponsor it, Steve. Okay, Nathaniel, what do you got?
Well, 2 weeks ago, as some of you may remember, we discussed a little bit about the history of Philo. And this morning, we're going to pick up with the history of Champaign and how it came to be the town that we all know and love. Now, interestingly enough, the history of Champaign actually starts with Urbana, which was settled by the Europeans in 1822, and then it was referred to as the Big Grove, likely for its dense growth of trees. Now, a gentleman by the name of John Vance, who was then an Illinois state senator, is actually responsible for naming Champaign County and Urbana after the town of Urbana, Ohio, and the county of Champaign, Ohio, where he was from.
Huh.
Now, Urbana was established as the county seat, meaning that it was the primary place of governance, and it really wasn't until about 30 years later that Champaign came into the picture. In the early 1850s, the Illinois Central Railroad actually announced that it was going to construct the line that is there today that came from Chicago. Now, when this was announced, it certainly would have made sense for the line to have run through downtown Urbana. But it didn't. And for any of us who know that that train runs along Neal Street, which is Route 45, some 2 miles west of Urbana, and you might wonder, why was the train put in the open prairie when downtown Urbana was 2 miles to the east? And this was primarily because the train line had difficulty acquiring the land it needed to put the train through downtown Urbana. So once the train was built in 1855, the town of Champaign actually followed about 30 years after Urbana. And so now we know a little bit more about the history. We can thank all of our neighbors to the east for not being willing to give up their homes and land and letting the train run through Champaign so that we now have the town we live.
Huh. Well, because Urbana politics was still hard.
Well,
1830.
That's
couldn't
amazing.
Couldn't even get a train.
That's pretty pretty consistent 200 years there, Steve.
No kidding.
Yeah, not in my backyard.
Yeah, right.
And, of course, the trains are what drove America's growth all the way across the country. I can see why you wouldn't want a train going by the house because we got them right here.
Right. No, that's right.
But
that's
you learn to sleep with them, Nathaniel.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's good. It still boggles the mind that Abraham Lincoln was riding his horse around those days and, stopped at the courthouse a number of times.
Well, and he made a speech on the east-west-north-south tracks in Tolono and probably a lot, 45 seconds or so, but still, there was a stop there. And I had heard, Nathaniel, that Tolono was going to host the University of Illinois at one point because we had the north, south, east, west tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it almost is, Diane. It won't be much longer. They'll be right in your backyard.
Yeah, that's right. It's growing so much.
Well, it was
so
something that you and I were talking about yesterday, about like a lot of towns were really developed like rivers and lakes, and there's really not much of that in central Illinois, right, so it makes sense that it was the railroad.
Imagine driving spikes in the middle of a prairie. There's nothing out there, man. It's empty.
Right.
And well, look, Steve, go west all the way down the tracks.
Yeah.
You had the towns pop up through...
Right, the train.
Through the country, and that's how we settled it. And if the Indians would have concentrated on pulling up the tracks... they could have bought themselves some more time, because once the Iron Horse went through, here we came.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine. Mr. Lincoln, you can't leave your horse there. You know, it's double parked. And you got to clean up after your horse, sir. I'm sorry. And Abraham Lincoln's train to Springfield to bury him came through Philo. It did pass through Philo, which is unbelievable. 1865. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it went through Tolono.
Yeah,
same
that's
track.
Right. So, yeah, well, I feel like there are Tolono Historical Society. We have a little museum that has those pictures.
Well, Poppy's brother, Arik, got off the train in Tolono in the 60s. Yeah. It was a passenger train from Michigan back then.
No,
so.
We used to have the train to Sydney. Remember?
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Nathanielson, good job. We appreciate you.
All right.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having
All right, Nathaniel. Yeah,
have
very interesting.
You too. Thank you, Nathanielson in Chicago, did you know?
And you can always chime in, 217-359-2255 on our Tapman Stowing phone line.
Hey, Mr. Lincoln, you want to wrestle?
No, I'll tell you, though.
He was pretty long and lanky.
He was 6'4".
Exactly.
And he wrestled in the debates with...
is it Stephen Douglas?
Stephen Douglas. Stephen Douglas was what, 5'3"?
Yeah, I mean, he's more of a portly guy.
And Abe Lincoln in 6'4" would have been the tallest NBA player ever back then.
Well,
and nobody played NBA basketball.
I know.
6'4" in those days? That was unheard of.
And back then, it was a peach basket, and they didn't have the bottom out of it until they got the basketball out every
early
time.
1900s.
Well, in the Illinois Senate race, Lincoln got 53%. And beat Douglas, but the legislature said, "Nah, we're going to send Douglas because they could override the voters back then."
Wow, is that right?
I heard that and read that when Liz Cheney said, "Well, Abe Lincoln lost. Well, he had 53%, sweetheart. You had 29."
I see.
Hey, well, how many votes?
God rest her soul, gym teacher for Unity.
You know, we're talking Liz Cheney, vice president. She's talking about the gym teacher, Liz Cheney.
Well, she was Liz.
Liz Cheney, too. Yeah.
This is Liz Cheney from Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Okay.
The congresswoman who
was on the impeachment.
Right, and she just got crushed. Yeah. And she was. They were talking about running her for president because it was so heroic to get that 29%.
Yeah, well, Abraham Lincoln won the presidency in the election of 1860. How many votes did he get?
It was. Look, that was a... barn burner, you know more than I.
Well, tell me, just imagine, you know, there's what Joe Biden got 81 million, maybe he got 90 million, or maybe he got 60 million. In any event, there's like 60 million to 60 million these days. How many votes did it take to get Abraham Lincoln in 1860? Anybody?
1860, 4 million.
He wasn't even on the ballot in the South.
Okay.
There were three guys running. Lincoln won with 1.8 million votes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's close.
And thank God he did.
I'll tell you, unbelievable. I think it took like 25 ballots at the convention to get the nomination or something. They
crazy.
Had a real, you know, it was different. It was, I say different, it was just as bad back then.
Oh, man. They excoriated Lincoln in the cartoons.
Yeah, and in the media.
Oh, man.
You know, yellow journalism and all of that.
Ripped them big day. You go to the museum in Springfield, see all the cartoons that they wrote about. Mm-hmm. It's mean stuff.
And we talk about this next election, the whole future of our country, maybe the most important election of our lives. And I'm not sure that every single election isn't the most important election of our lives at that time.
Yeah, no, it feels like it. No, you're right. Okay, we're going to break for the news and be right back. Glad you're listening. Diane Ducey's there. There's
Good
Brother
morning.
Johnny. I'm Stevie J. It is the 26th. It's Thursday, and we will be back after the news at the top of the hour. Very latest on all of the top stories, including the horrible event in Maine. Stand by.
Hey, folks. Fall is coming, and so are great deals on the world's fastest mower, Dixie Chopper, at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. They still have some 23 and a select few 22 residential and commercial models at liquidation prices too low to advertise. Whether you're mowing your yard at home or 200 yards commercially, you'll get the best warranty in the business with 3-year bumper-to-bumper unlimited hours or 5-year bumper-to-bumper up to 600 hours that includes the engine, deck, and spindle hub. Go see Andy Bowman at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana for warranty details and best pricing on the world's fastest mower. He's clearing out inventory to make way for the new 24s, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Dedicated Diesel, 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, that's just off Route 45, 217-328-0562.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Madison.